And what's interesting is that the SHOT program have attacked people's hearts with myocarditis, enlarged heart, trying to affect people's heart. But that's the center of love for people. So they're just, so the negatives are trying to destroy love. But I can see where this ascension now, the higher vibrations are actually helping people's hearts, healing those wounds. And that's a good thing.
Also Ted sagt, dass das Impfprogramm, diese Impfungen auch sehr belastend für Herzen waren. Also das ist seine Meinung. Und dass eben diese neue Zeit und diese neue Skalarenergie aber uns das wieder sozusagen wieder wettmacht. Es macht das wieder gut. Auf eine natürliche Art und Weise. Mhm. Ted.
Ja. Yeah. Mhm. So, but only good things will come from this ascension, and I know that. Only good things. And I want to, Michelle, if you could follow up on this comment too. You said before that on the other show that fifth dimension is not a final destination, and we're going to likely go beyond that to 7.5 dimension or even higher for that matter.
Also,
and we are now actually exceeding. Oh, go ahead.
Ja, also Michel hat schon letztes Mal auch gesagt, viele sprechen vom Aufstieg von der 3D in die fünfte Dimension, aber das ist ja gar nicht die letzte Dimension, sondern es gibt noch viel mehr Dimensionen. Sie hat auch letztes Mal schon von siebter Dimension und mehr gesprochen und sie wird uns jetzt auch noch etwas darüber erzählen. Michel.
Yes, you know, the angels have said to me that we were not stopping at five, and it made sense because five is about transformation and change. So that doesn't suggest a place where you stop. It's just a transitional spot.
Okay, also die fünfte Dimension ist nicht ein Ziel, sondern eher ein Transformations- und eine Wandelungsdimension und dort stoppt es gar nicht, sondern da gehen wir halt durch und dann geht es noch weiter.
So when I taught this class last weekend, something very interesting happened.
Ja, als ich letztes Mal in dieser Ausbildung war, ist etwas Interessantes passiert, wo sie eben dort gelehrt hat in dieser Klasse.
When I was working with people about their dormant strands of DNA, I have some radionic process that turns that DNA on.
Also wie sie da, you worked on the DNA strands?
Yes.
Okay, also sie hat mit diesen Teilnehmern an ihren DNA-Strängen gearbeitet. Do you mean mentally worked on it?
Energetic,
also energetische Arbeit war das, wo sie auch mit den DNA-Strängen gearbeitet hat mit den der Teilnehmer. And what happened then?
Well, what happened was they went from everybody that we tested had only four active strands of DNA.
Und jeder, den sie getestet hatte, hatte nur vier aktive DNA-Stränge. Mhm.
And when we first worked and worked with resonance, scalar resonance, they went to 33.
Und als sie dann mit der Skalarresonanz gearbeitet haben, hatten sie dann 33 so
active
much.
Strength.
I thought there are 12. We changed from foot. Okay,
and
also nicht 12.
Once you get over 21 active strands of DNA, you are now into the spiritual aspects or the spiritual body, you know, your spiritual body, when you get over 21. So you're connecting into the celestials.
Also wenn du über 21 DNA-Stränge aktivieren kannst in deinem Körper, dann gehst du schon über in die, sie hat gesagt, celestials. Is it an angel? What is it?
Like into the heavenly realms.
Heavenly, ja, in die himmlischen Sphären sozusagen. Mhm.
But that's not the exciting part.
Das ist aber noch immer nicht das exciting part, das Besondere, sondern.
All right, so what happened that was exciting is their DNA became scalar, which it meant it became infinite.
Okay, also das Unglaubliche war eigentlich, dass diese DNA-Stränge skalar wurden und damit unendlich. Do you mean the amount was infinite?
Or, yes.
Also es waren unendlich viele Stränge plötzlich wahrnehmbar. And you recognize it mentally.
They absolutely did. There was everyone there received a miracle of some kind, whatever their problem was. And I heard later, a week later, that everybody they came into contact with after that also received miracles.
Okay, also die Teilnehmer haben tatsächlich
really?
Alle
wow.
Auch totale Wunder erlebt. Which miracles did they receive?
Well, it depended on, you know, what was their difficulty. Some
okay.
of them, it was heart, lung, whatever the difficulty was.
Je nachdem, welche Probleme sie vorher hatten. Und these difficulties were solved then. Die wurden dann gelöst, diese Probleme, ne? Michelle.
It is, say again, I didn't understand the question.
Okay, it depends on which difficulties they had. And so, right, so these difficulties were particularly soft then.
Well, yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not only that, not only did they have miracles, but they had like joy, bliss. They weren't afraid anymore. It transformed them emotionally because of the spiritual shift.
Also es wurde auch emotional wow. eine Verwandlung bemerkt, also dass sie keine Angst mehr hatten im Sinne von Enge und Bedrückung, sondern dass sie in einem Zustand der Glückseligkeit gelangten. Mhm.
So I think that's what we're going to have to look forward to as we go forward.
Das
because the angel said that this physical body that we are in is a very minute part of who we are.
Ja, und das ist genau der Weg, den wir gerade gehen. Die Engel, die mit denen sie kommuniziert, sagen ja auch, dass dieser Körper nur ein ganz mini kleiner Teil dessen ist, was wir wirklich sind.
So to me that's very exciting.
Und das ist eben besonders aufregend für sie. It is.
I think so. You know, so when we can connect yeah. to the divine, is the divine not infinite?
Mm-hmm. Can we make a lesson over the radio to increase or connect to scalar here for?
Absolutely, and it's an absolutely great idea because I have it's a series that have been divinely given called the Sacred Series, and it's all designed to help people be able to do that. And you can either do it by broadcast or you can do it via sound. So I've actually conducted Zoom classes over, you know, the internet just like this and put the reagents in the bowl and rang it. And people received the same vibration and it changed them.
Also Dr. Michel Piel bestätigt das, dass man auch über Radio, über Broadcasting auch diese Connection, diese Verbindung zu den Skalarenergien auch herstellen kann. So, how about a little lesson now?
Well, I don't have any of my equipment with me
okay.
right now. I didn't know we were going to do that, but I'd be happy to do that at a later time when I had everything for sure.
Okay, also sie braucht. Do you need an equipment for this? You have an apparatus like this, or something like this.
Oh yes, I have it. You
okay.
know, but I didn't bring any of the crystal bowl with me or anything like that where I could put them in there and ring it, and then the sound would carry it over the audio for you.
Can you repeat this, please?
If I put the reagents in a crystal bowl and ring it, the sound will carry through your audio the vibration of the reagent.
Okay. Also sie kann
beautiful.
In eine Kristallkugel
wow.
das diese Schwingung hineinbringen und dadurch über das Radio ausstrahlen. So in 2 weeks, oh.
I mean, I could certainly do it sooner than that, you know, because I think it's very necessary, but But I am not at home right now. Right. I am on the road yeah. working. So I will be home towards the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if y'all want to do it, I'd be happy to do it.
We can. Oh, that's so kind of you, Michelle. That'd be great. We'll get you on. I'll get my calendar. Hold on. I think I've got my calendar. Hold on. Just a minute.
Ich glaube, er holt jetzt seine Stimmgabel, die kann man auch, die schlägt er dann an einen Kristall und bringt dann diese Schwingung über den Ton.
We could do it on the 10th. I will be home for sure by the 10th.
Yes, we have this show all 14 days. 14
days.
14 okay. days on Monday. So...
Ich habe eine Idee.
The next one would be the 17th. Is this all right? Okay for you? 17th in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 17th be fine.
Mm-hmm. Also wir haben gerade ausgemacht, in 2 Wochen wieder gibt es Ted Mar hier auf Radio Soul international zwischen 21 und 23 Uhr und Michelle wird nächstes Mal diesen Apparat mitnehmen und uns demonstrieren, wie man mit der Skalarenergie sich verbinden kann über unser Radio. Da bin ich ja sehr neugierig. I'm looking forward for this.
Well, and I think that I might have a little something extra special for you too, because we were privy to like an energy vortex that has to do with the heart and the lung. And I took samples from those locations so I could create those reagents so we could also have those available to your listeners as well.
Wow, also ich weiß nicht, ob ich es genauer verstanden habe, aber ein Energievortex, der auch nicht nur für Herz und für die Lunge positiv sich auswirkt, kann sie auch energetisch mitbringen nächstes Mal in 2 Wochen. Mhm.
So the people who are having heart or lung issues, absolutely tune in for that show.
Okay, also alle, die speziell jetzt Herz- oder Lungenprobleme haben, dann die würden ganz besonders davon profitieren, dass sie nächstes Mal in der Show mit dabei sind am 17. Oktober um 21 Uhr hier auf Radio Soul International und auf Facebook bei Out of This World Radio von Ted Mar hier auch visuell mit dabei. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I'm looking forward. Really appreciate it.
And they need to call their family and friends that are having those problems and let's just spread miracles everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Und sie sollen auch ihre Familien einladen und es kann sich weiter sagen, diese Botschaft. Und es kann auch dieser Heilungsprozess weitergehen.
Oh. That would help myocarditis, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, and you know, people don't understand that a lot of the emotional issues that they experience have to do with the heart. So when you're looking at that, you're talking about depression and anxiety and all of those things that will be improved if the heart is improved.
Sure.
Also ich sag gerade, Dr. Peel sagt gerade, dass sehr viele emotionale Probleme wie Depressionen und so weiter alles mit dem Herzen direkt zusammenhängen. With the organ heart also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that to me is just so exciting, Gerhard, because, you know, it's all about helping people. You know, it really is. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. How can I serve? I ask every morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was told many, many years ago that when everything is all said and done, everybody will have to answer one question. What did you do with what I gave you?
What did you do?
Right, right. Uh-huh.
What did you do with what I gave you?
Okay. Also, what did you do is what I gave you. Was du getan hast, habe ich dir gegeben. Okay.
So I try to help as much as I can always.
Mm-hmm. Wundervoll. Das ist auch zu ihrer Lebensphilosophie geworden, so viel zu geben, wie sie nur kann. Das ist ihre Motivation auch und ihr Lebensziel, zu geben, zu dienen. Wundervoll. This is the... Yes, this is the... What is the word? spirit of the new time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but right now I feel that phoenix picture in my heart, like it's a birth. What we're talking about is a birth, and it's going to be beautiful.
It's a birth and a birth.
Yes, exactly right. I feel it very strongly. High energy about what we're talking about, how many people it's going to help. It's going to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Genau, also es ist der Phönix, den sie in sich spürt, ist wie eine Geburt, eine Neugeburt, ja.
I feel the energy very strong.
Die Energie ist sehr stark, spürt sie.
Ted? Promote it, which is good. Yeah.
Can you repeat, Ted?
Yeah, I can, that gives me a couple of weeks, 2 weeks to promote it, which is good. So people can plan for the show. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
That'll be fun. I'll write it down on my I think I wrote it down on my calendar already. So yeah, it's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it written down. So well, good. Well, I think this is a time of miracles, Gerhard and Michelle. I think we're gonna see more and more miracles happen as we go higher and higher on the dimensional scale. My friends, this is just the beginning. We've just started.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't what the angels are saying. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Also Ted sagt gerade, das ist wirklich gerade die Zeit hier. Ja, sie hat begonnen. Wir sind mittendrin, die Zeit, wo die Wunder beginnen.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm hearing 2%. We've only experienced 2% of what's coming.
Only 2%?
Very close.
Only 2%.
Okay, und wir nehmen aber nur 2% wahr von dem, was wirklich ist. This is what your angels told you.
Yes.
Okay. And how about the other 98%?
It's on the way.
Okay. Also, die 98% kommen schon, sind schon am Weg.
But if you do it too fast, you lose people. You bring them up slow, up to speed.
Okay, also man darf es nicht zu schnell angehen. Das kann auch passieren, dass man dann die Menschen verliert, wenn das Tempo zu hoch ist. Also die Entwicklung darf auch gemächlich funktionieren, ja. Yeah, you can also, what is the right word? Genießen. It's easier to celebrate the time when it's going slower or, you know, not too fast.
Yeah. Yes.
It's healthier also. Gesünder auch.
It truly is being done for our benefit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What an amazing time to be alive, my friend.
Yeah,
it is an amazing time. This is what President Kennedy wanted for all of us, all of humanity, back when he was president in the 1960s. Of course, his life was cut short, but I think it's the destiny of this planet to ascend, and now we're experiencing that.
Mm. In the 70s, 60s, happy flower power time, they almost were at this state, weren't they? but they were cut then.
That's true. They were very close.
They were close.
But it was derailed by the Vietnam War, by drugs. I don't know. We got derailed, you know. Mm. But we're back on track again now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, nothing is...
We are back on track.
Nothing is stopping this.
Also jetzt ist es nicht mehr zum Stoppen.
Right.
Wir haben gerade davon gesprochen, so in der Flower Power Zeit, da waren die Leute schon sehr nahe, dass ihr Bewusstsein schon also sehr, sehr weit war und dass es aber irgendwie durch die ganzen Geschehnisse wieder unterdrückt wurde und zurückgedrängt wurde. Aber jetzt da dürfte dieser Aufstieg nicht mehr aufzuhalten sein.
Yeah, I think the negatives have already given it their best shot, haven't they, Michelle and Gerhard?
Absolutely.
What did they do? once again,
they've already tried everything they could try to stop us, and that failed. So
yeah, okay, yeah, das hat nicht funktioniert, because there's a pandemic, but above this, there's God's plan.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I think
God is going to have his way.
Mm.
Right, exactly.
Also, wer kümmert sich schon um die Pandemie, wenn es einen Gottesplan gibt? Wir brauchen uns nur darauf einschwingen. We just have to tune in to God's plan.
That's it.
Ja, genau.
This
is Kaylor.
That's right.
Kennedy.
We got it, hey.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Mm. Kennedy is saying that we're meant to be happy. We're meant to live harmoniously with each other. We're not meant to be fighting and conflict all the time, but we're meant to be happy. And that's where we're headed for, a happy planet. And which is a good thing, I think.
Genau. Also, wir sind dafür geschaffen, wir sind eigentlich so gemeint, dass wir glücklich hier leben dürfen. Das ist mit dem ganzen Krieg und so, das ist ja gar nicht menschlich. Das ist ja künstlich erzeugt worden. Das, ja.
Let me ask you an important question, if I may, Michelle and Gerhard too.
Also eine wichtige Frage kommt jetzt von Ted.
Is it possible for God and the angels to go back a couple of years before this scamdemic and the shot program happened, so it never existed? Is that possible?
Also die Frage ist, ist es möglich, dass diese Wesen, die Engel, sozusagen ein paar Jahre zurückgehen und eine neue Zeitlinie öffnen und in der es gar keine Pandemie und das ganze Impfprogramm und diese Sachen gibt. Is it possible?
So, how did this happen?
I think it's absolutely possible, and I think it's absolutely happening as we speak.
Genau, und sie meint, das ist genau okay. Das, was jetzt auch passiert. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, I can agree.
Well, you know,
it
goes back to something that was said to me a long time ago. And God told me, he said, he never created anything to harm man. Only through aberrance and alchemy were things created that harmed man.
Also Gott hat nie etwas kreiert, das den Menschen Schaden zufügt. Not God created, but what did you say?
But man.
Man himself.
Yes.
Yeah, also
so what we've been finding out is as the resonance goes higher, these things that were not created by God are being transformed and removed.
Ah, okay, gut. Let me translate. Also alles, was nicht, also diese Probleme auf dieser Welt sind ja vom Menschen kreiert worden und nicht von Gott. Und alles, durch diesen Aufstieg wird alles, das, was nicht von Gott kreiert wurde, auch wirklich wieder transformiert und ja, verschwindet dann eigentlich. It disappears then.
Yes, it gets transmuted in place. You don't even have to detox it, which is amazing.
Ja, also auch zum Beispiel die ganzen Vergiftungen oder diese, ja, das wird alles verschwinden.
So there are reagents actually, one of them that was divinely downloaded to use with radionics called right blood that transmutes anything in the blood that does not belong.
I did not understand this. What is the blood?
I have a reagent for that you use with radionics, which I'll bring that when I come, you know, on the show next. That transmutes anything in the blood that does not belong. It takes it back to its divine pattern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also sie hat eine ein Sample, eine Blutprobe oder so irgendwas gehabt und diese Verstrahlung ist sozusagen weggegangen. Okay.
It's actually quite amazing. I've used it quite a bit. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even, you know, if you've done 5 or 6 or 7 different things that are in your blood causing you problem, it just nullifies it.
Also auch wenn du einige Verunreinigungen oder irgendwelche Gifte in deinem Blut hast, das kann sein, dass das alles wieder weggeht.
And that's absolutely a gift from God.
Und das ist ein Geschenk Gottes. Absolutely.